Good Sunday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap this hour, from this hour to the hour of one. That's 3 minutes into the hour of 11. Mind the Gap starts from 11 to one, where I just take, pretty much any serious subject of my choice and then talk about it, the Mind the Gap-ish way. My mission is simple. Pick a subject, throw comedy in them, and then hope you find it funny. And in case you don't find it funny because you are going through January or whatever worry that you are going through, for one, please, it has nothing to do with me. And if you are one of the divorce statistics guys, don't worry, we're going to cover that too in a humorous way, of course, and a little bit of seriousness-ish to it. But before that, we'll let you know, we're going to start with some of the most bravest people to walk this planet. Or some of the most brave people. You can't say bravest. You can't say most and bravest. But hey, what the heck? We didn't ask for this language. It was shoved down our throat. So let's just wreck it. But before we dive in, there are two things that we are going to focus on mostly for today's Mind the Gap. And that is, one, the most brave people in the history of mankind. And then we'll, you know, get to divorce. I know the whole divorce thing, that's what's on the poster, but don't worry, we're going to get there in a few. Because, you know, my goal, now this morning I woke up and chose violence, and I was like, okay, now how can I dispense this violence to my listeners? Easy, and it's like, and then I went like, that's easy. World War III. With Christians, and then go to World War III with people that, you know, just go their divorces. It's comedy, people. So now, first a disclaimer. Mind the Gap is a comedy show hosted by yours truly, a very tall and muscular and very strong guy who goes to the gym and knows martial arts, black belt martial arts. Just in case you all start thinking about, Anthony Joshua-ing me because of the things that I say. Now that we have that out of the way, especially the comedy emphasis part, let's dive in. Because it's weekend, what do we do here at Eagle FM, especially here at Mind the Gap? We play DJ. Song first, and then we dive into... We start cooking Christians, that pot. I'm a Christian too. The only difference is I was at church yesterday. Now, then there are those of you who go to church today, and then there are those that go to church on Friday. Well, Namibia is a secular society. So just, and there are those who go to church once every, you know, Christmas. There are those who go to church never. There are those who go to church, well, every time that they are praying for a promotion. We all have our different reasons why we go to church, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm talking about, after this wonderful Mind the Gap-ish theme song, on the other side, we're going to talk about some of the most brave characters in the Bible. Like these guys, I read their stories, I can't help but go, huh. Like one that is commonly known as the most brave man, every time that you talk about brave men in the Bible, is David, because he fought with Goliath. But not really. I would actually argue that Jonah. Because you have to understand, this man did not only say no to God. He also disappeared for 3 days and then came back to his wife with one of the dumbest excuses any husband can come up with. Honey, where were you for the past 3 days? Funny story. You're going to find this hard to believe, but believe me, I was as shocked as you are. I was swallowed by a fish. My love, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to not call you. It was a fish, I swear. Now, that's why I would argue that Jonah is the most bravest man to ever walk this planet. Because you have to understand God, it's God, not the Father told him, Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach. Jonah was like, let me see if I can fit that on my schedule. When do you want me to do that again? Next week Tuesday. God was like, next week Tuesday. Jonah was like,
I have a business trip to Tashishi, you know, so no can do. We're gonna have to check on that one, big man. Yeah, I mean. And God was like, look, I created you. When I give you instructions, you set aside any of your personal plans and heed to my instructions. You know, it's like, I'm gonna still go with no on that one. So, yeah. No. Who is more brave than that? And then homeboy goes on to disappear for 3 days, comes back not to his Kamboroto, not to his girlfriend, his wife. His excuse for disappearing for 3 days. Honey, you're gonna find this a little hard to believe, but just bear with me. So, Yona, where were you? For 3 days, I was worried sick. Your uncle was calling me. Your niece and nephews were here looking for you. They thought I murdered your behind, which I'm planning on doing right now if you don't come up with an excuse good enough as to where the heck were you. And Yona was like, yeah. I was swallowed by a fish. At this point, you can imagine Yona's wife going, come again. Yep. I was swallowed by a fish. I mean, I washed off the slimy gooey that, I accumulated when I was in that belly. Guys, seriously, put yourself in Yona's, ladies, gather around. Put yourself in Yona's wife's shoe here. Your husband, not boyfriend, husband, disappears for 3 whole days. No communication. Nothing. And then he shows up, and his only excuse is, honey, yeah, I had a rather odd weekend. First of all, this whole time that you thought that I was cheating. No, I wasn't. I was actually talking to God. Now, that's just half the story. God actually gave me instructions that were contrary to yours. You know how he told me to go to Tashishi and get that money from that guy that owes you money from like 100 years ago? Yeah, God said I should go to Nineveh and preach to those thieves and those killers. I mean, I told him, well, I either have to obey you and sleep on the couch or obey my wife and sleep in bed. So as you know, me, my love, me, I'm never obeying anyone, I'm not taking anyone's instruction over yours. So I decided to go to Tashishi and, you know, the big guy being all powerful, he decided to play unfair, you know, send a big fish, you know, but first of all, you know, there's a strong wind, some big waves, blah, 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 the whole, you know, the guys on a ship that I was using as Yango, they decided to toss me out of a moving ship, and big guy sent a big, they were the same guy that sent some strong wind, decided to send some very strong fish, and the fish swallowed me. I was in a belly for the belly of that fish for like 3 days. So, long story short, I converted this, you know, the fish gave me free transport to Nineveh, the fish, threw me up at the beach, just a couple of kilometers from Nineveh, and then I went there, and my love, I don't think I have ever preached like that. Yeah. The whole of Nineveh, you know those stories where you are reading about, there are no good stories that are coming out of Nineveh. It's either rape, murder, torture, you know, killing, you name it. Yeah, they are all converted. They are now all believers. They are all now believers in God. Now, as Yona's wife, what's going on in your head? That's not murder at this point. Because I want to put myself in Yona's wife's shoe. But then again, seeing that we're in the 21st century, people will start thinking, LGBTQ. But no, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is, which is why I said as a guy, it will be difficult to put yourself in Yona's shoe, but it won't be, it will actually be very easy to put yourself in Yona's shoe. It will be difficult to put yourself in Yona's wife's shoe. As a lady, I think it will be very easy to put yourself in Yona's wife's shoe, because I'm pretty sure we have heard some of the most ridiculous excuses over, coming from husbands going to wives. One went viral, was that last year? Am I the only one who had that given video? Given audio of the wife basically insulting the Moses out of that poor guy. Now, we never actually had the chance to hear the story from Given's point of view, because the one that went viral was the wife's point of view. And that was on social media, so we can't talk about it because we didn't put it there. But here's the thing. From the madam's point of view, it is alleged that the gentleman known as Given was given all those colorful insults because he drove for 12 hours. Is it from Oshakati to Windhoek? Now, I've never been to Oshakati, so I cannot confirm nor deny. But I'm pretty sure 12 hours is a little too long. Now, at this point, I'm thinking of all, if that version of that story is true, of all the excuses homeboy could have come up with. Driving for 12 hours from Meshakate to Windhoek? Really? I'm not saying come up with a better lie. Actually, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because a lie that's not good enough, it's a little insulting to the recipient.
That explains the response. So, Yona. Back to Yona. That's why I'm arguing Yona is the most bravest man in the Bible. But I compiled a list. More on that on the other side of this song. And by the way, Father Abraham is on that list.
Yeah.
And welcome back.
Spiritus Santo. Amen. Moving on. 20 minutes past the hour of 11. Right. Now, here is my list of some of the most brave people I know from the Bible. And it's not surprising. It's not surprising. Most of them are men. You know, David is this guy that was very godly, that God, you know, he had the strength from a very as a child to kill Goliath. Very godly. Very strong in the word of God. No temptations, no weapons formed against him prospered. Yeah. Until one day, he was, admiring his kingdom, as you can imagine, from what would be the equivalent of a, 3, 4, 5-story building now, and just looking across his kingdom. Now, at least that's the version of the story. We never know. Now, I'm one of those people that actually are a little bit skeptic. Was this the first time His Royal Majesty was watching his wife take, his friend's wife taking a shower? I don't know. Am I putting words in the good book's mouth? No. All I'm saying is I have a sneaky suspicion, His Royal Highness. And this was not the first time this was happening. Bro, David was just like, again. You know one thing about doing something illegal or immoral? This, it comes with this thrill, like, it's like you have to do it again. That's why people are driving like maniacs in the road. Because when you drive from here to Okahanja the first time, at 200 kilometers an hour and you arrive in like, 15, 20 minutes, you'll be tapping yourself on the shoulder. You broke traffic rules. You did not get caught. You were not involved in an accident. Yeah, nailed it. I'm Vin Diesel, but in real life. This distance from here to Ganja. I can just do that in 10, 15 minutes. You do realize that you are taking credit for all the things. Not the car, not the German guys that made the car, not the God or the ancestors or whoever was protecting you from hitting one of those concrete pillars that are holding the overpass. No, you're just giving credit to yourself and your driving skills and your amazing driving skills. Now, one day when you are driving at a very high speed and then that car overturns and you end up in a coma, you know what? All of a sudden, let's go and pray for him. And you are there, when you just slowly come back to life and you end up in a wheelchair, the question you ask yourself, why did it happen to me? Really? That's your first question? Why did it happen to you? Who did you want it to happen to? Helmut? For one, he was walking. Rarely do people end up in a coma, if ever, because they walked too fast and then they tripped and fell. Driving too fast, on the other hand, chances are really high. So, King David believes in God, very strong in the word of the Lord, in the good book, is just him and the Lord, 24/7. You can imagine he's one of those guys that had a teenage, childhood of, let's just wait until we get married. I won't even look at a woman. It's just me and prayer. The only thing I like about that guy called the devil, if there's one thing, I think, look, as much as we don't like that guy called the devil, I think we could learn a thing or two about him, about life. Not the whole hellfire thing. That's just me. The whole perseverance thing. If you read the story of David, that guy never gave up. Not David, the devil. The devil guy was just watching David being born and raised in the word of the Lord, prayers, just prayers and fasting and church every Sunday, Wednesday, whatever day they went to church. He was just, the devil was there like, yeah, my time will come. Yeah, he's just a toddler. What does he know about temptation? And then survived childhood and then survived teenage. Now, I will give him credit for that. Survived teenage. I'll give him credit for that. Devil was like, huh, I tried alcohol, it didn't work. Right? Tried crack cocaine, if they had it at the time, it didn't work. We tried, I don't know, war, homeboy won because, well, God was in his sight. What are we going to try that works, like, that is guaranteed to work? Yash. Yeah, we all know that works all the time. On my gender, 90% of the temptations that have strayed my gender had to do either directly or indirectly with that. So, one day, as King David was just enjoying the kingdom of his, the view, the panoramic view of his kingdom, lo and behold, saw someone taking a shower. And we have all, for those of us that like to watch romantic dramas, who doesn't like one awesome and very steamy shower scene? One day I'm going to end up single because of this, my mouth. Because the thing that comes out sometimes, I just take a few steps back and start asking myself, how the heck did that come out? But, well, it's a little too late now. The cat is out of the box. Not best analogy, actually, but moving on. So, when you're watching a shower scene in a movie and you're like, more, please, just lower the camera, a little lower, please, yeah, boy, right there. A little bit to the front, the chest front. Thank you. Like, right there. Well, that is David and Uriah's wife's story gave birth to shower scenes we all enjoy, at least those of us that are straight. I don't know what LGBTQ men enjoy, if they enjoy shower scenes. I can't speak for that. All I know is straight guys, oh, we love a nice shower scene. I'm not helping my case, am I? Yeah. I know someone in Umsat who is going, oh, no, you are not helping your case. And you'll be right. Not helping my case here. Moving on. So, King David had a shower scene, but this was a real life shower scene. Not like a movie shower scene. This is a real life shower scene. Something people in relationships really, 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 really like. If you have to use binoculars, that's illegal. If you don't have to use binoculars, now that's legal. Nothing wrong with it. The difference is binoculars. That's it. And definitely not talking from experience here. And, boy, oh boy. Well, one thing is for sure, don't commit a crime with me because, well, the moment this mic comes on, the confession is going full scale. Now, just to be fair, I think we all know at this point that I don't own a pair of binoculars. For very obvious reasons, any one of you that have found yourself in Simot, whatever store that sells camping hardwares, then you know just how ridiculously expensive those things are. $12,000 to go and look at lions? That's a very white thing. But, we're gonna come back to David, wrap that up, and then we go to, Father Abraham, then we'll come to, to Peter, and we'll finalize things up with Judas.
Goeie nuus, Kimba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Kimba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Kimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Kimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. But before we continue, let's take one of my those awesome breaks. Weekend breaks, most, you know. Music breaks. With let's start old school.
Bye.
Vuma and Lucy Lami. And welcome back. And we are still in Mind the Gap. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's a Sunday, and just me going through a list, of some of the most brave men to ever walk this planet. We're looking at it from a, you know, biblical perspective, of course. Went through my, you know, what, you know, the guy I believe is the most brave. I know if, you know, some Christians are going out there. Of course, Jesus died for us. Relax, it's a comedy show. Jeez, not a sermon. Go to church. See your life. Now, moving on. Where were we? David. The devil just watched King David grow up, you know, on the side of the Lord with all the blessings of being a king, and he was loaded with many wives. The devil was like, yeah, my time will come. If my time will come was a person to be the devil, homeboy never gives up. Imagine how long he had to wait. From the time that David was born, killed Goliath, and then he grew up, and then became king, and became prosperous. Now, at this point, you know, if I was him, I think I would have given up. Like, how do you tempt someone like that? He has many wives, has, you know, well, he has a kingdom. He's literally a king. He has everything that his heart desires. Like, well, apparently not everything. He was also desiring his wife's, his friend's wife. And he wanted to have her too, which he did. And then when one day he was on the roof or balcony of his house, admiring his kingdom, and the devil was like, right, it's now or never, people, let's do this. Yeah, now, you can imagine, got a couple of demons, told Uriah's wife to go and take a shower and leave the shower window wide open for some reason. There were no windows, you know, biblical times. And the devil was like, David, a little bit to your right, a little bit to your right, right there. Now, up a bit, right there. Thank you. Isn't that just awesome? And at this point, David, being a man, let's not forget that. He's a king, grew up, you know, godly, but bottom line, he's a man. He's a man. So, ladies, listen to me. What happens is that every time a man, a straight one, every time we see the parts of a woman that we should not be seeing, the head that makes all the rational decision goes offline. And the head that have only made one terrible decision after another all throughout the history of mankind takes over. Now, that head, there's a reason why that head is located a couple of centimeters, closer to the ground compared to the one that actually makes all the decisions. Now, because you can imagine, if it was the other way around, it would really be that bad. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. This operation took years. And bro, devil was there going, relax. I can imagine demons were becoming impatient. Oh, when are we tempting this guy? Chill, relax. I've been doing this for about 2,000-3,000 years now. So, believe, just trust the process. Easy. And homeboy did his math, believe me. Calculated each and every angle. And then David saw. And then what happens in every guy's mind started to take place. Now, believe me, the story of David and Uriah's wife, oh man, can understand that. Because once you see, and the pictures are absorbed, oh, it's now just up to you to manipulate those pictures in ways so wild, not even AI can get anywhere closer. And we enhance them. If they are blurry, we enhance them. Add them straight to 4K, point of correction. We take them straight to 8K, 100K. And we just edit that to this.
There's a very nice, the nice part is a little debatable. AI edit that's all over TikTok right now. Where you can take your picture, just your ordinary picture, feed it into AI, and then you can make a video out of it of making it look like there's a girl that's kissing you on the cheek. From a picture. You see how awesome AI and a little scary AI has become? Well, have you ever wondered why this industry is dominated by men? It's because, guys, we are just showing you just how visual our minds are. Like, it's insane. And one thing I've come to learn is that human minds are all visual, both male and female. It's just that males, we like to visualize pictures. Women, on the other hand, their visualization is actually on steroid. Women like to visualize, women like the freedom of drawing their own pictures. And men like to draw pictures from existing pictures. Women like to draw pictures from anything, believe me. If you look at most erotica books, readers, most enthusiasts, erotic book enthusiasts are women. X-rated movies are mostly watched by men. X-rated books are mostly read by women. Now, this is something I learned last year. And that's just my own conclusion, not professional conclusion. That's my own conclusion I've drawn. Most erotic books are read by women. Most erotic films are watched by men. That says a lot about how we visualize. Women don't want to be, men, we are a little lazy. We want something to jump start the imagination. Women want to, they don't want to be helped. Mm-mm. Just give them a paragraph. They will read that paragraph and then just go wild. Ladies. Now, in this research, don't ask me how I ended up there. Sometimes when you are lazy and just at home, you played way too many games, you end up in some very dark places. Now, I'm just scrolling through TikTok, so I come across a video of, of a guy who made sort of like a joke out of it that, what I imagine my girlfriend is reading in her books. And the first part of the video goes, what I imagine my girlfriend reading is reading in her books. I met a prince, we fell in love, and we lived happily ever after. And then he shifts to what these books actually say. Oh boy. Everything is just going beep, 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 beep. I was like, interesting. So I look at the book that he's reading. It's a book titled, Icebreaker. I'm not sure if that's page 36 or page 136. Yeah. So off my way to the internet, I went, got the book and went straight to that page. And I was like, so ladies, when you guys say you don't watch adult movies, what you mean is you read it. And I'm not sure about those books, but when it comes to adult movies or adult films, it's one of those debated, heavily debated, topic right now over the consequences, the long run consequences it has on on a man's sexuality. And you may not want to hear this, but they're pretty bad. Yeah, they're bad. I'll leave it there. You'll do your own homework. Because I'm here to talk about bravery. Now, in the medical sphere, it's still debated over those consequences are really caused by, by the overconsumption of the, of adult content. But a lot of medical professionals, now this, when I say that, people are polarized over the course, over the long-term consequences, especially on a man's sexuality. I'm not sure about women, on a man's sexuality, because, the consequences are much more dire from the look of things on a man's sexuality than on a woman's sexuality. Now, this is just from my, guys, I'm lazy to go out of the house, and sometimes I find myself reading things that are just, I'm one of those people, they like to make fun on the internet as a, what's this, a random facts guy. I swear, that's my girlfriend, she will tell you. I just wake up one morning and she's just looking at a statue, and when I look at that statue, I know who that guy is, the lifestyle that he lived, the fun fact about his lifestyle, and who made fun of him and all that, and it's just, can be annoying sometimes if you don't like it. But I love it, so it's not annoying for me. It helps kill boredom. Yeah, it helps kill boredom. Now, moving on. Devil, very calculating. Bro, David thought he got away with it all. Devil was like, nah, don't worry. Demons were running impatient, and Lucifer was like, relax, relax, I got this. And then he just made one wrong move, bam, got him. There was like, see, told ya. This is my thing. Long story short, bro went on to regret for 150 chapters in the book of Psalms. It's actually the longest book in, longest book in the Bible. But anyway, moving on. Next on the list of brave people is Moses. Ha! Moses, that guy. And there are 40 days and is in 40 years in the wilderness. That's one of those stories that still doesn't make sense to this day, because 40 years. Someone did the math in a very sarcastic way and said that for them to walk that distance over that long period of time, they were walking about 5 centimeters a day. But what do I know about math? Now, God gave Moses one very simple instruction. Just to go, point at that rock and water will come out. And Moses went there and then spanked the rock. And then, well, water came out. My choice of words is going to put me in trouble with Karen. But anyway, Moses went there, spanked the rock, and then water came out. And the children of Israel drank and, Well, like I always say, if people's minds were tourist sites, I would not recommend you visiting my mind. Unless you have sort of similar thoughts, then, oh, you would have a good time. Now, look, these instructions were coming from God. You know, the guy that created everything and has the power to make you literally disappear. A guy like that gives you instruction, and you don't follow it to the T. That's being very brave. Very brave. But that one is boring. Jacob. You know how we all pray for blessings, and then end at the end of the prayer, at least for those of us that are Christians, that are, may your will be done. Now Jacob was like, nah. Forget your will. Oh, you're doing this. Yeah. There's a very nice story in the Bible about, was that Jacob that wrestled with an angel, Jesus, God, in that line of, compartmentalized power structure. Paul, your boy. Jake Paul facing Anthony Joshua was a damn enough idea. At least that's what I thought. But Jacob was like, no, that's nothing. That's nothing. I think as a Christian, I share Jacob's point of view. Sometimes you just pray and wait for a little too long and the big guy's not answering your prayer and they're like, you know what? I'm not being stubborn. I'm being desperate. So, my Lord, I know you're all powerful, you created me, sent your son to die for me on the cross and all that, but here's the thing. Is it that you bless me or else? That's Jacob, people, telling God. This night, it's either you're blessing me
No. He didn't give God a choice yet. It's like, God, but this night, whether you like it or not, you're blessing me. I read that story and go like, yo, ha, this guy. Bro was waiting for his blessing and was like, nah, you know what? I can't do this anymore. This whole waiting thing. And I know there are a lot of Christians out there that share that sentiment. There's someone out there that have been praying for a husband or a wife for a very long time. They have reached a breaking point. Don't worry. It's not just you. It's not just you. Turns out there's the scripture would have it. Jacob was also there. Was in that situation, but then he decided, you know what, Lord, you know that whole may your will be done thing? Yeah, I'm done with that. Your will here will be done, like literally. Your will here. Oh, it will be done. I'm not saying may it be done. No. I left it in your hands long enough. At this point, I think you are taking a little too long, so... I'm taking matters in my own hands here. So. Oh yeah. Get closer. Wrestling with God. That's Jacob. He's tired of waiting for his blessings like, Lord. Whether you like it or not. You are blessing me on this one. Like that whole may your will be done. Yeah, we are way past that. Your will here is going to have to be done. I'm telling you, these guys are brave. We go through pain praying, may your will be done. Through pain, may your will be done. Jacob was like, may your will be done one, may your will be done two, may your will be done three. All right, that's it. Your will is going to have to be done here, Lord. You're going to have to forgive me. Your will here. My Lord, just so we are clear, I'm not asking. I was asking about 2-3 days ago, but not now. No, I'm not. This one is mandatory, I'm afraid. I don't think I can say that to my boss or my father, let alone God. Jacob was like, nah, we're doing this. Imagine telling your boss, could you please increase my salary? Day two, please increase my salary. Day three, please increase my salary. Day four, he visits you, he visits the office and you're like, you are increasing my salary before you walk out of this office. Hey, imagine saying something like that, but not to your boss, to God. Lord, you know those 3, 4, 5 years that I've been praying for your will to be done? Yeah, we're way past that. From now moving forward, your will here, Oga. I'm not asking, oh, your will here will have to be done. Yo, these guys were brave. Up next on our list is Peter. Ha! That guy. On the denying part, bro was one of the 12 disciples, man. And God, Jesus was like, were those the Pharisees? Were like, I think we have seen you with that guy who's being prosecuted before. And Peter was like, I don't know. I mean, he looks familiar. I'm sure I've seen him somewhere. What do you mean you have seen him somewhere? Is your teacher? No. Me? Being taught? Nah, that's not me.
You?
No. I'm not a Bible theologian or Bible expert, but if I remember carefully, when Jesus was being betrayed, we'll get to that part in a few, there's this guy that took out a knife and said, should we, well, stake them. Actually, that's why I keep thinking that, this is just a theory. I think, Judas was a Vambo. Peter was a Damara. because of the whole stick thing. I'm saying Judas is a vamble, not because of the betrayal. Because of his business-mindedness. Because this is the guy that looked at Jesus, instead of seeing salvation, he saw startup capital. So, everyone is looking at Jesus and so, you know what, when I die, I'll find myself walking in the streets of gold. If I believe in this guy, Judas was like, yeah, I want my gold now. About this whole, let's die first and wait for the other life. And yeah, forget all that. I want it now. So, I had some guy looking for this guy. That if you know, they will give you money. If you just, very business-minded. Judas at this point is having all the characteristics of an entrepreneur. He's thinking, he wants to start a business, but he doesn't have startup capital. And here is the guy who, by the way, came to die anyways. So, he was like, what does he have to lose? He came to die. So, he was gonna die anyway. I may as well just make money off of him by writing him out. And write him out he did. My only problem is the mental health that came with the mental health toll that came with that, and right, 12 disciples. Matthew, I think Matthew, is it Matthew or Mark? That's the accountant one. Yeah, Matthew or Mark. Jesus was a carpenter, so he was a very handy guy. I think if this story took place in Namibia, Jesus would have been a colored. Very handy. And, now that I've started this whole tribe thing, my tribe is not looking very good. Things are not looking very good. Because now I'm thinking about, that part of the story where Jesus is buried at the tomb and then, Roman soldiers are told to guard the tomb. Are told to guard the tomb. I have a sneaky suspicion those guards, were one or two or all of them were Kavangos, but that's why I say now that I've started this whole tribe thing, it's not looking very good for my tribe. If the whole 12 disciples, Jesus gospel thing took place in Namibia, I think our Lord and Savior. Matthew was the accountant one. So, our Lord and Savior was a very handy guy. So I have a sneaky suspicion that, would have been a colored. Peter. Salio Stiek. Definitely Damara vibes. Who else am I missing here? Lord, we don't have a lot of things. We only have like two, one bread and two fish. If there's meat involved, we already know the tribe. I don't have to mention names here. Although the type of meat in discussion here is giving a lot of Zambezi, Kavango vibes, but there's meat involved, so we know the tribe. Omaheke. Really looking for violence here, am I? 12 o'clock on the dot and still on the brave part. Peter just looked at Jesus and looked at the Pharisees and went like, that guy? Me? Nah. And I've never seen that guy. He looks familiar, but nope. Doesn't ring a bell. Judas looks at Jesus and instead of seeing salvation, he saw, streets of gold in the afterlife. Yeah, count me out. I want to be rich now. So
I think Judas, if he was here today, he would have been an excellent forex trader. Forex traders are going to murder me after this. He would have been an excellent forex trader. So he just decided to go with, you know what? This is excellent. Okay, and what am I missing here? So we have, Kavangos by the tomb. We have, Damara's Day by, let's cut off their ears. And we have, Vambo's Day by, I wonder how much this guy cost. I want to start a business here. The guy came to die anyway. We have two fish and one bread at Mrotombwai. Monyandao. I'm telling you, look, Namibia fits in that story perfectly. Music break. Forever and for always. I'm singing here. Give me a break.
From the very, very first time that my body jammed you, girl. I mean, because you just smell nice, all the type of eyes you get. Whatever the case may be, make you don't say you got a hold on me. The girl of my dreams, so soggy. Not even possible to see you again. Sun they shine, rain they fall, wind they blow. Girl, I think of you. Weather for two, baby, where are you? Can't you see the way that I'm missing you? Why? You're making me the fumble, I lose my mind. Tell me how to make you realize. Say now you be the reason when it's strong man, they do totally, yeah. Baby, waiting be the thing where you put for my body, yeah. That thing where they officially make me misbehave. Baby, waiting be the thing where you put for my sister, yeah. The same thing where they normally they do me totally, yeah. Whenever you feel
Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Let's wrap up this whole bravery thing so we can get to divorce discussion now. By wrapping it up, let's balance, let's balance the gender here, because I talked about David, a man, Jonah, a man, Father Abraham, did you even talk about Father Abraham? Abraham had one job, marry Sarah. And Father Abraham wanted what? Jacob. Oh, Jacob was my favorite. We're like, Lord, I'm tired of waiting here. You are blessing me whether you like it or not. Father Abraham was given one instruction. Marry your wife, Sarah, and stay with her. And you are going to have a child. And Father Abraham was looking at the calendar and going like, according to science, once a woman is way past this age, there is no giving. My Lord, are you sure? You have done this math correctly, because from the look of things, the age math is not mathing here. And God was like, just have faith, Abraham. Abraham was like, okay, fine. And it's like, okay, yeah. Came back to Sarah, was like, wifey, I think the big guy upstairs is not, I don't mean to undermine his authority, but I think his math is a little off by at least a couple of years, and we can see that. So, how about, we start going the babysitter direction, see how things are going to work out. That was the father of faith. Okay. That's where, as a Christian, now I feel like throwing in a towel, because I'm looking at the guys that failed and look at myself and go like, yeah. Lord, you can see the track record, right? Because who am I? Come on, man. Oh, we forgot one guy. Cain. Hey! Cain is in the top 5 of the most brave guys. God asked one question. Cain, now you have to understand that God asked Adam a question. Adam, where are you? Homeboy panicked so bad. He got the first, he got the answer wrong. Adam, where are you? I'm naked. Huh? God was like, okay, well, not exactly what I wanted to know, but I mean, location, dude, location. Why the heck could you tell me you don't have your clothes on? Like, really? Last time I checked, I gave you a wife. What do you want? It's okay for me to come down there, right? Now, that's how terrified Adam was. And then he gave birth to a very brave son. Cain and Abel. So, Abel, Cain anger issues kills brother. So, God comes to Cain and asks Cain, Cain, where's your brother? Now, you'd think he would have gone with, my God, I have sinned, I just committed murder here, please forgive me. No, not Cain. Nah. Like, what am I? My brother's keeper? Huh? That's the part where, most bosses would go with, do you know who you are talking to? Not Cain, kind of like, I'm just going to answer you however I want. Jonah, can you please go there? Jonah is like, I'm kind of a little busy right now. God, you very, like, bravery on a highest level. Now, let's balance this. Ladies, y'all were just as equally brave according to the good book. Remember Lot's wife? God gave one very simple instruction. Don't look back. Lot's wife is like, hey, my makeup. She became salt. Now, to be fair, I think that's one of the best punishment this planet has ever seen. Lot's wife turning to salt. Because if that's where salt comes from, you all do realize Capernaum would never be the same. So, I'm not saying obey the big guy, you know, disobey the big guy upstairs. All I'm saying is, if it wasn't for her disobeying, I don't think Apana would be that nice. I'm just saying. And Kapana spice, what do you think it is? It has salt. I'm just saying. I'm not saying go out there and start, you know, not listening to your pastors. All I'm saying is that disobedient, that tent, that led that poor lady. Ladies, I don't think we have given you enough credit. Like, you are, well, according to the good book, literally the salt. Thank you for taking one for the team. And then the best wife in the good book was Sapphira, Ananias' wife. Now, there's a woman that listened to the husband's instructions. Usually, in the 21st century, it's the other way around. It's the husband that have to follow the wife's instruction. There's this meme that is that I found on social media this other time. I think it was late last year. That was on Gahundu's status. It's just a picture that was captioned. So you're telling us that your wife doesn't control you. So you mean that Haval was your idea? Now at this point, every Haval driver who is a guy wants to murder whoever created that meme. My roommate is still laughing at that meme to this day. Housemate, have to practice that. Housemate, not roommate. Now, she's still rolling because of that. So, these are the guys that promised to sell their properties. I'm not sure if it was a portion of land. And then give the money to God or the poor, just something along that line. And then they looked at the money and went like, yes, this is a lot of money. Oh. We could do a lot of things with this money. I think that's where money laundering comes from. So we're just going to hide some of it. Went to submit the money. Ananias told a lie. He was stricken by lightning, or so we're told. And then he died. And the wife came there and told the exact same lie. You know, like, you know, stick to it. You know, we are a team. If we are going to lie, let's lie together. So we can die together. That's a little dumb. Someone has got to stay and, you know, watch over the kids. You know. I'm going to go with just, this is just me at being, you know, at the top of my head. I'm going to go with, I don't know, me. Ladies, bravery. Check. Scriptural bravery. I know every time that people want to make fun of women using biblical reference, they just go straight with either Jezebel Jezebel, Ahab's wife, or Simpson's weakness. Actually, it wasn't just Simpson. That is, you know, it's all of us. Yeah. It turns out our weakness when it comes to the female body, gentlemen, goes way back. Not just you. Not just me. And by the way, ladies, we are not broken. No. In that department, we are not broken. It's a wonderful emotional response. Actually, I have a friend of mine that like to say that if I saw an attractive woman and I didn't turn around to look, I would be calling Vendelinus to join his club the next day. And wasting time. The fact that I'm twisting my neck 180 degrees is a sign that, yep, still straight. So, 17 past the hour of 12, Mind the Gap with Hamilton Eagle FM, it's a comedy show. You're welcome. Let's take another musical break and we'll come back on the other side and take, now look at divorce in Namibia. 2022 versus 2026 comparison.
Single, so I don't have to spend money on Valentine's Day because of love. Better. The man has a point here. If you want to ask anything from your woman, do it now. Because after Valentine's Day, it's gonna be a little tricky. Don't take this advice. I don't take relationship advice from artists because last time I was listening to Akon Lonely, I'm so lonely, found out homeboy has about what, like 10, 13 kids? Just how lonely was this guy? Because if that's loneliness, then I really want to be lonely, like so bad. Like that type of loneliness. Where I'm lonely and still managed to end up with about, you know, a little over 10 kids.
Wonda tokola.
I'm leaving you for now. Back to, let's get to this whole divorce thing. Now, back in 2022, for those of us that were just making fun of this whole topic already back then, it was also reported that on the 27th of April 2022, a Windhoek High Court an article came out. This was all over the media. A Windhoek High Court recorded 119 divorce cases on its court roll. And now the judiciary spokesperson Selma Mwaitako said this does not mean these cases have been finalized. Bottom line, people that once loved each other, people that were once each other's sweethearts, once you reach that stage, you have now where you are now, well, sour hearts, or bitter hearts, basically anything but sweet. No. Some cases can be registered but not yet finalized, I can confirm that 119 cases were on a court roll. Now, and then she added on that a high number of cases on a particular day is not uncommon. In other words, this is taking place more than we know. That's scary. And then, was that last week, right? Oh no, it was this week. Yeah. A high court recorded 111 divorce cases. Now, that's when I started doing the math now. It's like, right, 2019, it was 119 divorce cases in one day. And now, the well, 2026, it was 111 cases. So, it's going down, people. It's going down. There were 119 in 2022 and 2026, 119 in one day. Now we are at 111 in one day. So we are, you know, 8 divorces short of the 119-2022 record, but hey, at least it's going down. Going down. And also, I think we are looking at all these things more like in a negative way. Look, well, 111 divorce cases were filed in one day. That's a way of looking at it. That's one way of looking at it. That's bad. Marriages are dissolving. Some of them, maybe kids are involved. And now they are caught between a rock and a hard place where each party is trying to paint the other as a bad guy. They go to the father is saying, your mom is a monster. So he married a monster. They go to the father is like, your father is the worst guy on the planet. That makes you the worst decision maker on the planet because you married the guy. So kids, I'm just giving you, I'm just giving you advice here. Don't be polarized by your parents. Each one of them is going to tell you the other is the bad guy. So, when they tell you your father was the worst person on the planet, it's like, so that makes you the worst decision maker on the planet because, again, you married the guy. You stood in front of God and everyone and said, I do want to spend the rest of my life with this guy. And when you visit the father, when you visit your father and your father tells you your mom is the worst woman on the planet, tell him, okay, now that explains how, why you guys ended up together. I mean, I don't understand why you are separating, but I totally understand how you ended up together because she's saying you are the worst and you are saying she's the worst. So clearly this marriage was destined from hell because it's a marriage where two worst of the worst ended up together. Why are you separating again? You seem to share a lot in common from what you are both telling us. Yeah. Kids, take notes. You're welcome. Now, just a little teensy bitsy part of advice. If you are going to say that, say it over the phone. It's much safer, you know, keep the distance because the tensions are still, you know, a little high. Now, High Court recorded, this is the recent one. High Court recorded 111 divorce cases, and with 67 in Windhoek, of course. And 44 in Oshakati. Eh? Hey, Oshakati. That's the place where the courtroom door is, like, was missing. If it's not too much to ask for those of you that are, you know, showing up at Oshakati, is it Magistrate Court to file these cases? Could you please just help double check for Helmut and Dwight and make sure if, you know, and let us know if the door has been replaced? Because the last time the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Standing Committee from the National Assembly came there, the door had not been replaced for a little over 6 months. So we've been trying to confirm if the courtroom door has been replaced. So just please. Just go in there, you know, file your divorce, walk out, and think about Mind the Gap and Home Run and Helmut and Dwight in a positive way. In a positive way. Positive way. And if you are a guy, thinking about us with our clothes on would be nice. But if you are a woman who just had a divorce, you can go nuts. Now, I'm not sure about Dwight, but moving on. I already said moving on, right? Yeah, moving on. So, just double check that courtroom door and let us know if it's been, that courtroom door situation has been resolved. Thank you very much. If it's not too much to ask, we know these are very difficult times. These are very difficult times. 111 divorces. Two bright sides. Bright side number one. When things are not going very well, I'd actually recommend divorce. Because you just end up, you know, turning each other into punching bags, and that is where domestic violence is coming from. So, divorce is not that bad when you look at it from that light. If one of you cannot, keep it in their trousers and they are always running around, you know, for you don't want to end up with STD, so I'd recommend divorce in that case. If one of you is just deep into some, addiction problems, they are going to drown you in financial issues, especially if you married in community of property, because their debt also becomes yours. So, divorce. I would recommend that. Should you do counseling before? Be sure, but that's one thing that I think every religious institution, at least from speaking as a Christian that I know, that's what they recommend. Now, bright side number two. Bright side number two. Guys, yes, 111 divorces were filed. But bright side number two, that's bad. Bright side number two is, that's where bright side number two now comes in. That means 111. Actually, that's what I said 111 on my post, but Juju corrected me, and she was right. She was right. Not 111, 222 besties out there now have a second chance. You know, their bestie was getting married and they were there wearing a suit or wearing a very nice dress, pretending like everything was nice. Meanwhile, inside it was burning. Now she's gone. I'm never going to get my chances again. Oh, now he's gone. I'm never get my chance again. And then 2025, Monday of, this week, Monday. Yeah. Then 2026 comes 19th of January, and then boom, divorce filed. And bestie is like, oh my God, I can't believe it. He's leaving you? That guy's a jerk. Deep inside, homeboy is throwing one heck of a party. I'm like, okay, second chances really do exist. Oh, boy, I thought I lost you forever. What was that? Well, nothing, nothing. This is sad, really sad. Really sad for you. Really sad. Tragic, tragic, I tell you, tragic. You wanna watch a movie? Netflix and chill? In these difficult times? Valentine is coming. Where's your bestie? Don't be lonely. Because I'm here for you. As I have always been before you married that idiot instead of marrying me. Oh my God, you two are getting a divorce. I'm so sorry. You wanna go for a movie? And you know movie theaters are dark.
Do you believe in love?
Nope. I'm just, speaking for on behalf of someone out there right now, just going, me, love, Mina, and love, nah. You know one thing, love is actually a drug, and this has been scientifically and psychologically proven that someone that's in love, they inhibit the same brain activity that you see in someone that has just taken cocaine, drugs like cocaine. That explains why it's very difficult to give someone who is crashing advice. Oh, no, don't waste your time. No. Been there, done that. Not been there as in I gave advice. No. Been there as in I was given advice. I listened to parts of it. I was like, nah, you should see her smile. Oh, no, but she's gonna punch it. She has the tendency of punching her boyfriends in the face. How about her smile? Should see her talk. You should hear her breathe. You should watch her blink. At this point, everything you do is very lovely. And then, it turns out every relationship goes through a stage called, every relationship, especially intimate relationships, go through a stage called disillusionment, where all the flags were at some point green, now all red. You know, you start hearing things like, you are breathing a little too loud. I've been breathing for the past 5 years that we've been married. Or otherwise, I don't know, I would be dead. What's happening now? Well, disillusionment. It's from, illusion. You can just Google the rest. The disillusionment subject is actually a little dark and very light, depending on the perspective you are looking at it from. But I think it's something that is actually recommended for couples to look into from an early stage, because it turns out it's a stage that every intimate relationship goes on from time to time. It's not a stage that you only goes through once. No, you are going to go through it from time to time, which is why. Oh, it requires teamwork. Yeah, I watched a bunch of videos on that from, psychological expert, and this. Yo, I'm like, okay, wow. Do you believe in love? You know that thing that we do when you get drunk and then you suffer from the worst hangover the next day and start saying, I'm never drinking again. Yeah, that's actually what do you all say when you're going through a heartbreak, you get on the other side, I'm never dating again. And then you meet someone who charms you again. It's like, okay, maybe I was just hurt. Man, being human is a little tricky sometimes.
How crazy it could be.
Yeah, high on the crazy.
Baby, baby, stop. Take it easy. where I can breathe. Do you really care, baby? Even when you're on myself, you are my fantasy, my only desire. Cynthia, she made me fall in love. Darling, darling, if you touch me one more time, I lose my mind. Baby, it's too much here. Can we go slowly? Cause I can't take it. Attention, cause you got my affection, baby, baby, and so good to Deja, taking us step by step on the beat, put your night hand, in the street.
Hey, the subject is divorce. Let the music reflect. Oh, okay, divorce and bravery.
Went out the other night with all my friends. Started to feel like me again. Hadn't been that happy in a while. Had drinks and we put a sad song on. You're oh so casually brought up. There goes my night and goes my smile. Cause I was 2-4 years of us down the drain. And I'm reminded that it all went to waste. And when my friends are asking if I miss you, what do I say?
the drain and I'm reminded that it all went to waste. And when my friends are asking if I miss you, what do I say? If we don't laugh, I'm gonna cry. Don't wanna be a name tonight. I'm finally happy, not in the mood. I don't wanna think about you. If we only one more time, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Don't know what to do, cause I'm not alright. But if I don't laugh, I'm gonna cry. And I bet you're out with all your friends, or maybe kissing someone new, and you don't have to pretend like you don't miss me. Like you don't miss me. If we don't laugh, I'm gonna cry. Don't wanna hear your name tonight. Finally happy, not in the mood. I don't wanna think about you. If we only one more time, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Don't know what to do, cause I'm not alright. But if I don't laugh, I'm gonna
want to punch you in the face.
That's you know, how you sing the song. If you are just if you are in love, you can just sing along with, I really want to kiss you in the face, babe. But if you are going through a divorce, just, I really want to punch you in the face. But we're not here to promote domestic violence, so let's just go to The Night We Met. Take me back to the night we met.
Filled with tears. take me back to the night. Take me back to the night we met. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, haunted by the ghost of you. Take me back to the night we met.
And welcome back.
We still continue. We still have 11 minutes, and now we go with my favorite cover, actually, of Justin Bieber, Ghost.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hot, though. I know you crossed a bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. If you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. Leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I'll miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I'll miss you more than life. I'll miss you more than life. If I can be close to you, I settle for the ghost of you. Memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
She put a man like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He's
and that's one of my favorite country songs that was actually written by a guy going through divorce. So I'm not making light of the situation, but just give writing a song a chance. Could come up with a banger. Taylor Swift have been criticized for a very long time for getting into terrible relationships so she can, come back with a heartbreak and then write one heck of a song out of it. Have you ever listened to Blank Space? Are you kidding me? It's a hit! Works like a charm! So, just saying, in this very difficult time, We could come up with 222 very wonderful songs like this one.
Spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time. But he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. And finally drank away her memory.
Just put in mind, he did not pull the trigger. He wrote the song that talks about pulling the trigger. He didn't pull the trigger, so don't. Write a song that talks about pulling the trigger. Don't pull the trigger. You're welcome. Thereby getting drunk, go nuts.
Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Welcome back. That is a Whiskey Lullaby by Brad Paisley. I thought this guy's name was Presley. If it's Alison Cross. Okay, I won't even try to pronounce those names again. But those are very all emotional and very, awesome songs in line with this topic. But nah, it wouldn't be Mind the Gap if we didn't go with my favorite local artist, who is I know him as someone who is allergic to wearing t-shirts. Now, before you start saying, no, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just take off your shirt and then dance No Worry in the house. Don't do it outside. It's a little creepy.
little bit of local motivation disguised as music. Welcome back, and that brings us to the end, unfortunately, of Mind the Gap for today. Until next Sunday, and look on the bright side, life is what happens to you when you are busy making other plans. That was John Lennon. So more often we can, you know, it's very easy to be distracted by the, you know, putting all your focus on getting to the goal, and then, you know, instead of, you know, actually enjoying the step by step, enjoying the process. So the process is supposed to be part of, you know, it's basically part of the journey, but it's rarely appreciated because it requires, you know, rolling up your sleeves and getting your hands dirty. But it's actually life is life happens every day. It's not going to happen when you get to that goal of buying that car, accomplishing that career, you know, marrying that madame, marrying that manier. It's, you know, just enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. It's a process. So enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. A lot of people are waking up one day and deciding, you know what, let's just get married tomorrow. Oh, really now? You just get married and find out 2-3 years down the line that, you can actually annoy you by simply breathing. Do you want him dead? No, I can't live without him. But I don't like how he breathes. You want him to stop breathing? If he can do that while being alive, oh, come on! Until next week. And, next week when we will be talking, I will have more money than I do now. Because right now, really wish I could swing by Kapana. You people must learn to donate. Like, this is why you should laugh at my jokes, you know. Don't just laugh with your lungs. Also laugh financially. You just take a small wallet straight to Kapana. Everyone, I'm like, yes, I nailed it today. Okay. Now, the time is just 1 o'clock on the dot. That brings us to the end of our Mind the Gap show for today until next week. But, of course, so we will still meet again during the course of the week. That's Monday to Friday, 4:30 to 6 with, on Home Run. Still with Helmut. Still with Helmut. So, yes. Before you start telling yourself things like, you can, whatever, yeah, I mean, you cannot in whatever it is that you're going through. Yes, you can.
Para chana kwezi onda vader wa mungunda uya kuiwa no zerera no acheta no acheta no acheta no acheta kwa kteri uke pui hayashu la keto la kari chibwibwili chibwibwili so tapindo tapindo.